Want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
Inflation, the supply chain, and the economy. And how might this affect your money, both now and as we head into 2022? You know, everywhere we look, the global supply chain is a mess. And shortages of everything from fuel to food and toys are driving prices higher. And, it may be easy to point the finger at the pandemic, and it certainly started all this, but there are other things to blame. You know, there are severe labor shortages, antiquated infrastructure, containers in the wrong parts of the world, and there's a sustained consumer demand in the United States, and it's led to this tremendous disruption, which has been a huge impact on inflation. And adding to the squeeze, companies are trying to replenish inventories. And then consumers are squirreling away everyday necessities, worried about empty shelves. You know, the big crunch didn't start overnight, and it's not going to end quickly, I don't think. Most logistics experts say the biggest problems, soaring shipping costs, delivery delays, empty shelves in the supermarkets, will extend well into 2022. Now, let's just look at the numbers here. At any given time on the open seas, there are, in terms of shipping containers, at any given time, there are 25 million shipping containers, according to Bloomberg.com. And in Los Angeles, in April, on average, shipping containers were waiting about 8 days to get into port. And now it's up to almost 13 days. Now, one thing that's really eye-popping is the price to send goods in a 40-foot shipping container from China to the United States, West Coast. Before the pandemic, the cost was a little over $1,700 per 40-foot container. The cost now, over $17,000, a tenfold increase. So if we really kind of examine where we're headed here, you know, the current crisis is just the latest in a series of breakdowns. They really have prevented the entire transportation system from rebalancing since early 2020 when the pandemic hit. You know, it was almost exactly a year ago here at the end of October that the first couple of container ships had to drop anchor in San Pedro Bay to wait for space in L.A. Long Beach. So it's just grown over the last year. And at last count, there are 70 ships out there, and the average wait is nearly 2 weeks. So it's a tremendous damage to the supply chain. There's a broader economic challenge. There's a need to modernize infrastructure. Bottom line, how does this affect your money? I think higher consumer prices are going to last a while. I think we're going to see continued inflation well into 2022. Now, I do think if we look at it, this is something that has a cause that is unusual and unique that underlines other issues in the supply chain. But ultimately, that I don't expect that to last forever. But there are some definitive inflationary issues right now. Then you add in the enormous fiscal stimulus from Washington, D.C. and the Federal Reserve. I think inflation is an issue both in the short term and the long term, especially with the fiscal stimulus out of Washington. So this means, you know, we already know in retirement particularly, it's hard, you know, on a fixed income, can that income keep up with inflation? And people are living longer and longer lives. Believe it or not, a 65-year-old married couple, the average life expectancy is that one of those spouses will live to 94 years old. 94. And 25% of you will live to 98. So it's a real issue with inflation. And so, You know, the younger you are, the more growth you're going to need. The earlier you retire, the more growth of your investments you're going to need. Yet, the best way to get growth in the long term with at-risk market investments creates the most volatility in the short term. And what do you do when you need stability of short-term income? So all of this is stuff that needs to be addressed in a financial plan. Do not sleep on the ravages of inflation and the importance of growing income over the life of your retirement lifestyle.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.